is the Tom Likas Show.
Drug dealing, hookers, and loud music.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
No shit, it's retarded.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at MobiFTom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just check out the all-new PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. This is a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And if you're listening just past 6 p.m. on the West Coast or 9 p.m. on the East Coast, on Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2014, we are doing an extra, as we call it, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And in studio, we have criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I live in a pretty nice neighborhood in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to talk tonight about criminal law. We're going to save for next week. There's an interesting article that just came out about marriage being at the lowest rates ever. Did you catch that?
Yeah, you sent that to me, and that does, although it was interesting to read, it doesn't surprise me based on the other numbers we've heard about the U.S. Census 2010, first time since George Washington took the first census in 1790, that there are more unmarried adults than married. So that's in tune with what we're hearing.
Yeah, people are getting the message, but we're going to say that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
In my nice neighborhood, it turns out that one of my neighbors in the past couple of days, I was talking about criminal law tonight.
Yeah,
he was arrested. I saw this guy. I mean, I didn't really know him or anything, but he's wearing this little kind of circular shaped street or whatever, and he's
cul-de-sac?
Kind of on the but it sort of like goes around. It's not like a dead end. So I don't know. You come in through the gate, and then there's like kind of figure eight or whatever.
It's designed to confuse Domino's Pizza, so they can't be there in 30 minutes or less.
I heard they canceled that guarantee. Too many people getting hurt.
They did. But back in the day when I lived in Miami, I ate more free pizza than anyone you know.
Well, I don't know. I think I saw this guy around with his dog or whatever. You know, it's interesting. And this is something that people really do have to think about. You know, we talk about DUIs, and, you know, it's the same thing I always talk about. You know, don't say anything, and don't talk to the police, and don't do the tests. And, you know, I have the cases of domestic violence arrests and all this. But here's a guy that was my neighbor, and he was arrested, apparently, and he was accused of rape, and that's really all we know. You know, there's this neighborhood thing we have. It's online. It's what's it called?
Neighborhood Watch Program?
I don't know. It's online something or other with the neighbors communicate with one another.
Right. Crime Watch.
I don't know what the hell it is.
I have it in my neighborhood.
I can't get rid of it.
My neighbor, Mr. Kent McCord.
Who's that now?
Kent McCord. He was one of the two officers on Adam 12.
Oh, I love it.
He heads up my neighborhood watch program. As you might have seen on TMZ, he and I helped crack a postal criminal in the neighborhood.
Oh, right. You told me that one.
Yeah.
So he not only a cop and plays one on TV, but he does it as a hobby
what
as well.
What a great guy. And by the way, great neighbor. He's been around forever.
We're going to bring him in, get him on the show as a guest. So anyway, So in this board, the neighbors post, you know, things about the neighborhood, and we have to be aware, and there's someone's house got robbed, and things like this. Anyway, so some people posted about this guy being arrested in our neighborhood. And, you know, people don't realize being accused of a crime is a really unbelievable thing. Immediately, people are posting, like coming out of the woodwork. It's like essentially a blog, so everyone gives their opinion. And people are posting, what a piece of shit, and he's obviously guilty, and, you know, they should just throw away the key, you know. Like, so I had the temerity to write, you know, this guy was our neighbor. You know, I'm not a religious guy, but remember you weren't supposed to, like, judge your neighbor, you're supposed to love your neighbor or something like that?
Well, not to mention the fact the United States Constitution.
Yeah.
Pretty much states that you are innocent until proven guilty in the United States.
Right. So, I mean, you know.
But in the internet era, you are guilty, and then the internet lynch mob comes after you.
Well, but you know, no one even knew what he had done. I mean, it wasn't really discussed yet. It was sort of like the step before that. Oh, I'm sorry. The service is called Nextdoor.com.
Nextdoor.com.
Yes, but anyway. So I had the temerity to say, look, I didn't really know the guy, but he is our neighbor, and let's not judge him yet. He's only just been arrested. We don't know what happened. You know, don't know any of the facts. Oh, my God. The people came down on me like a ton of bricks.
Really?
Okay. You're an asshole. I can't believe it. Of course a lawyer would say that. You know, you got no class. You know, the guy's obviously, you know, hurting children. But we don't know who he was accused of, you know, anything. I don't know. Right away, it's children.
Did you even know what he was accused of?
No. So then I wrote, look, he's going to be in the courthouse. You know, why don't we go and find out what happened, or, you know, show the guy some support or something. And they're all like, oh, fuck him, you know, whatever. So I don't think people realize, you know, how intense it is and what a terrible position it is.
Plus, so many of anybody's neighbors are just a bunch of fucking dicks.
Yeah,
okay?
But, I mean,
a bunch of nosy goddamn dicks.
No, but Tom, it's not the same as, like, you know, parking the cars or leaving the garbage pails in the wrong place, you know? You had selfish neighbors. I remember you were getting blocked or whatever.
Yeah.
You were coming out and Ashton Kutcher was making a movie or something.
Ashton Kutcher was making a movie outside my house. Also, there's always a new neighbor who just moved into the neighborhood who has no qualms of parking right in front of my garage. And I don't have a driveway. I have, like, just, like, an apron. The garage was built in 1925 when the house was built.
Yeah.
And so...
cars were small.
I don't really have a lot of options to get out. Like, if you park 2 inches into my apron...
Yeah, that's it.
I'm trapped in my garage. And it's happened. There were days I couldn't get to work.
Ugh.
Because some dickwad was blocking my driveway. Then, if you want, I would be honking the horn. Is this anybody's car? Hello? And so finally what I do is I call parking enforcement.
Oh, there you go.
And the tow truck is backing uphill, up my street. Beep, beep, beep. And all of a sudden, this fucking douche, who was ignoring my honking and my yelling,
woodwork.
What are you doing trying to tow my car? You can't do that. Fuck you, asshole. So every one of these people who moves into my block has to have that confrontation. Look around my street. Everybody who lives near me has been through this process with me at least once. How about the time I had a conversation with Kanye West when he was moving in?
Oh, my God.
And there he had a truck blocking the street completely so he could have works of art unloaded and delivered to the house.
The Jetsons, man.
I don't think this was the Jetsons yet. I guess it was some of the other stuff he had before the Jetsons. But I went up to Kanye West and said, you can't do this. You cannot do this. And he just said,
Likas, do you know who I am?
I was not being very neighborly. He was like, fuck you. Are you kidding me? You know what's not neighborly? My car is stuck behind this moving van and I can't get through. That's what's not neighborly. So you see, your neighbors are a bunch of dicks. And when I have to be a dick, you know, you got to fight fire with fire. When people are being a dick, you got to be a dick, and that's what ends up happening. So your neighbors, they gossip about you. They're looking in your windows. They're waiting for you to leave the garbage cans out on the wrong night. And then if you are ever accused of anything, they're all going to jump ugly on you. They're all going to say you're guilty.
That's so wrong.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. That's what you are.
So wrong.
It's my experience with neighbors.
It's really a shame, and it's not how it's supposed to be.
That's why I have a 20-acre ranch, so the neighbors are so far away, they can't hear a word I'm saying. They can't see what I'm doing. They can't see who's coming in and out. They don't know, and they will never know.
True love, Tom. True love.
Don't get me started on the homeowners associations and the condo boards.
Now, if you had children, you know, it draws you more into the neighborhood also. Your kids are playing with the other neighbor's kids, for God's sake, you know?
Right.
You can't live in isolation on a 20-acre ranch.
Oh, yes, you can.
They'll be all neurotic and whatnot.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
I have had a couple of cases lately where, aside from the regular ramification of being put in jail or going on probation, you know, there's a lot of people that commit one offense. They're not repeat assholes. They just make a mistake, and they get 3 years probation. And at the end of that, they come back to me. I get it expunged. It's like it never happened. Or I can petition to get the probation ended earlier, so it's not the whole 3 years, and get it expunged, blah, blah. But get this. If you're involved in certain kinds of crimes that are sex offenses, you can get put on the sex offender registry. And that's like one of those roaches check in but they can't check out. When you're on the sex offender registry, that's it. You're on that. You can't get off. I remember you were talking about this with Gary, and Gary mentioned to me that you had like maybe half a dozen of these guys in Culver City.
Not like half three. A dozen. It was an entire apartment building full of them.
But do you know why? Because they are limited to where they can live. When you're in the sex offender registry, you're not allowed to live in a place that's too close to a school or too close to a public park. There's all these different rules. And so apparently they found a building, whatever it was, in Culver City where they were allowed to live. And so quite a few of them moved in there because they probably didn't have a lot of other options.
But what about having a concentration of people like that? You know, if it's take your daughter to work day and, you know, three doors down, you've got six stories. Full of the worst child abusers, the worst sexual predators.
You better not leave her alone.
Oh, my God. And the other thing is, you know, it's one thing if you're a resident. You might get a letter or you might get a posting on the door about, you know, some of this sex offender registry stuff. But if you're employed there, you're not getting any notices. So here you are. You're coming to the office. It's take your daughter to work day. You're leaving your kid sitting in the reception area. And literally 50 steps from the front door of the studio or the office, there's this building full of sexual predators all living together.
I think
No one knows.
The biggest danger to your daughter is probably her teacher at this point. Not some sex offender anyway, tell you the truth.
Well, you know, if you do the tasting game in your school district, maybe so.
There you go, see? Yeah. Now, you were talking to the Ebola guy, some people, and one guy was talking about some Holocaust stuff. He was saying that we should quarantine, we should put them in a camp or whatever. You know, like that to me, the Holocaust, you know, the camps were, you were getting killed, okay?
Right.
The closer analogy for me is, I think, what they did to the Japanese. They interned them. They took them and they put them in Arkansas or whatever. They weren't murdering them.
Well, plus, you don't have to kill Ebola victims. That's going to take care of itself.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. You know, they could separate them in some way and maybe treat them. How about that? You know, give them, like, you know, medical care, like humanitarian, like, you know, what we're supposed to do to people that are
understood.
Sick.
And I'm in favor of that, but my biggest concern is that they can't get near me. That's my concern.
I'm with you, but you know that Duncan knew he was sick.
Right. And lied.
Well, yes, of course, but the reason he did it, crazy as it is, but from his point of view, was he knew he'd get better care in America.
Right.
That's why he left.
Right.
He said, fuck this, I'm not staying around Africa and getting shit, I'm going to come to America and get a world-class hospital.
Right.
Right, well, there you go. Except how many people did he expose himself to? Like 15? 50?
Now they have 76 people quarantined.
I said 100 and Gary got upset, but okay, 76.
76.
But the point
according
is...
According to the New York Times.
The point is that I was reading something, and this, but we got to do a call-in show. I think here's a programming here. Okay, so there are apparently tens of thousands of women who have made false accusations against men of rape.
Do they have a list of those women as their registry?
This is what I'm thinking. We should set up a registry. I mean, we have to. It's important. You know, if the government's not going to do it, it's our responsibility to do it. You know, as a citizen initiative.
I would like to have a list of all the women who have falsely accused men of being sexual predators or rapists or whatever.
Let's say you've got a date on Saturday night, right? And you don't know who she is, you know, Jane Doe, right?
Right.
You could type her name in, you know, just to clear, right?
Right.
And then you see, oh, my God, last year she accused a guy of rape. And then, you know, the charges were eventually dropped or whatever. You don't want to go on a date with her.
Right.
She's dangerous.
Exactly.
She's a predator.
That's exactly
right.
And
what if she lived on your block? I mean, you got to go out with picket signs, man.
That's right.
Now, I was thinking about this. This would be good. I think we got to do a whole separate call-in show to see, you know, if the guys would, you know, use a service like that. That would provide some kind of protection.
I think that's a great idea.
You got to figure... Statistically, you know, they talk about narcissistic personality, borderline personality, the really scary personality disorders, you know, which predominate in women, by the way. You've got to figure that one out of four or one out of five women is, you know, nuts, right? And you don't know.
At least.
All right. Now, I'm not just talking about eccentric. I mean, like, really certifiably, right? And if she has a history, I mean, if you meet her and she's 30, right? Or she's 34 or whatever. I mean, she's already, you know, on the map. So she's already done shit to other guys, right?
Right.
So we need to cross-reference this.
I agree. I think it's a good idea. I would love to see that happen. But, of course, people would say you're sexist, or people would say that you're a misogynist for wanting to do that. Women should have the prerogative to accuse men of crimes and later on say, oh, you know,
whatever they feel like.
Well, like that chick in, where was it, Long Beach, who accused the aspiring football player.
Ruined his life.
Ruined his life and then got a settlement from the school district for like
millions.
A couple of million bucks.
Yep. Her entire focus when she was confessing the truth years later and getting him out was that she didn't want to have to give the money back.
Right.
Her family had spent it or something.
Did she ever give it back? Was she ever held responsible?
I think it was rather squandered. But the point had been when she was with this lawyer and he's saying, you know, there's an innocent man in jail, and she's going, yeah, I don't want to give the money back. That was her.
Right.
That was the only thing that she was talking about.
That's the only reason she was ever with him in the first place, in my opinion.
Crap about the whole conversation.
Right.
And there's definitely a lot of financial incentive and so forth in making false claims and these kinds of things. But, you know, when you think about the registry of sex offenders, this is really an interesting question, okay? And I understand you had a building full of these people, and I understand I wouldn't want, you know, a child, you know, anywhere near these people either. That makes sense, too. And you don't want them living near a school. But if you think about a person who was convicted of some sex offense, whatever it was, and, you know, by a jury or whatever, and then they were sentenced to, you know, 4 years in prison, let's say, or 8 years in prison or whatever, they did their term. They get out of jail. They're on probation. They finish probation. Why do you have to register them as a sex offender? It's not fair in a way. I mean, if you've gone to jail for your thing, you've paid your price to society, right? The other thing they say, you paid your debt to society. Why do you then get punished again that people are looking up your name for the rest of your life on these fucking lists?
Well, I forget there was a very, very, very high rate of recidivism among people who commit these crimes. Now, here's the thing. My opinion is that if there is such a high rate of recidivism, and maybe it's not safe to let people like this out in any reasonable period of time.
So what, you give life sentence to everybody?
I don't know about a life sentence, but I certainly think that as long as they are, churning out splooge, maybe you leave them in there until they've dried up.
thanks for that, Mike. There's a shot that you can give a man called Depo-Provera, which will wipe out the sexual whatever. So that's like a chemical castration. Now, they don't have to physically cut his balls, but they give him the shot and
right.
It kind of does the same thing.
Yes.
So maybe that should be the punishment, no?
Yes, although you can rape someone with a broken beer bottle.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, your brain is not going to change, right?
That's exactly right.
So even if you don't want to, even if you can't do the actual physical act, let's say, for whatever reason, chemically, you're still going to be thinking. You might still abduct a child and do some other kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Right.
So that's part of it, too.
Exactly. And so I would not want to... look, fact is, I don't want to be around these people. I don't. And you never know when you are around these people. And then even when you know you're around these people, what can you do about it? I mean, having a map with all red dots on them showing where all the sex offenders are, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Burn down the building where they're living? What actions are we supposed to take?
It was in the movie Knocked Up. Do you remember? The wife shows it to him.
Yes.
And there were all these, I think they lived in Westwood or whatever, and there were all these sex offenders, and the husband, she goes, what are we going to do? And the husband says, oh, you know, I'm going to get a posse together, and we're going to go kick some ass or whatever. And she's like, this is serious. I can't believe you're not going to do something, you know?
Yeah.
But there has to be some way of sort of protecting ourselves as guys by doing the opposite. In other words, staying away from the histrionic and the ones that have already made claims or whatever and being aware of that. I mean, in the same way that, you know, there have been women that call the show, like you had a woman an hour ago and she was talking about the guy and it ended up being a disastrous marriage for her or whatever, the lady from Illinois. But it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, when you're talking to this guy and he tells you, oh, yeah, I killed my first wife, you know.
Right.
Served 11 years. That's a red flag, right?
Right. I would say.
Nah, women aren't bothered by that. They go, well, you know. The guy says, well, you know, it was an accident. She was a bitch. You know, and the woman goes, oh, that's okay. That's okay. It's fine. I mean, I heard some really violent acts done, and the woman was somehow, you know, completely unimpressed and didn't think it was a big deal and dated the guy anyway.
Right.
But I think if men are a little more rational, we need to have that. There was actually, there is a website that does some kind of dating ratings. You know, like Yelp?
Don't date him.
Something like for
girl.
Women.
Don't date him girl.com.
That's what it is?
Yes. And it's all men who are being
right.
warned against, you know.
Trash. So a woman is writing Jeff from Long Beach or whatever.
Like Yelp for guys you've dated.
Exactly. But so I dated him last week. He was a jerk. He did this to me, did that to me. And so other women read this, and it's sort of like I'm warning them off going out
right.
with him. Well, there we go.
But that, you notice no one has come up with one for men.
Well, that's what I'm just saying, Tom.
It's like, come on.
We got to take the next step here.
Step it up.
We have web designers, don't we?
Well, we do, but we're trying
busy,
trying not to spend any more on that than we have to. We're trying to make a profit this year.
I know. I'm talking about separate projects here. These are separate revenue.
Yes.
What do they call it? Unusual revenue or something?
Non-traditional revenue.
Non-traditional
revenue. That's what we call it in the radio business.
There
non-traditional revenue.
This is sort of the radio
meaning
business.
Not from commercials.
Okay, so there we go. So yeah. This will be a subset or whatever, non-traditional. We'll put Dino on this, okay?
We haven't figured out how to make money from it yet. That's the thing. I don't know how don'tdatehimgirl.com makes money. I don't.
Advertising or something.
I don't know.
Somebody clicking their little banners or something?
Yep. By the way, have you ever done due diligence on a chick before you dated her?
This is what I'm trying to say.
No, I mean not just that. I mean, for example, one chick I dated and I had my doubts about, I did a little research.
I'm afraid to hear.
Well, here's the deal. She would want to come over and have sex with me.
That's good.
And then she would always want to stay the night. And first of all, I don't want people coming to my house. And secondly, if you ever did go to my house, you know, you need to understand that I need my beauty sleep, so it's time for you to go.
Right.
So every time she wanted to have sex with me, she was obsessed that she had to stay with me. Don't you want to cuddle? And she was like, really hardcore about this. I later did research and found out literally this woman was 50 years old and homeless.
Oh, there you go.
She was homeless.
Well, you're sending her into the street.
Well, but don't blame me.
Of course
me.
She wanted to sleep over.
Yeah, but she didn't tell me she was homeless.
No, but you're a sick bastard, man.
She implied that she was living in a home somewhere.
You're mean.
She was somewhere in like Pacific Palisades
and you gave
in a
her
house.
A shower and a change of clothes, man.
No, not my gig. not my gig, no.
The least you could do.
Another chick I did some research on and found out that she'd filed for bankruptcy twice.
All right.
And, I mean, the dirt you can find on people is unbelievable, and it's not that hard to do.
Yeah. I knew a woman who told me she was a real estate agent, and she would run the guy's credit.
Right.
And she would check his residence, see how much the house was worth,
mm-hmm.
and what his equity position was.
Right.
Like, did he have a gigantic mortgage, you know, interest only,
right.
or did he actually own the place, you know?
Exactly.
And then she'd go on Google Earth, and she'd look at pictures of the house, you know?
Right.
See what kind of car he had registered with
right.
his credit, you know?
Right. So, I don't know. You know, for me, it's one thing to commit a crime and be falsely accused. It's another thing to be dating somebody who has a past, not to mention some of the crimes I saw committed. But I had one woman, I didn't even know she had a kid. And I found out that not only did she have a kid, but that she had gone to court for child abuse, like physical abuse of her kid, more than once.
Unbelievable.
But had no intention of telling me she had a child.
Unbelievable.
She'd heard me on the radio saying I wouldn't date women with children, so she didn't tell me.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I see the homeless one, though. You'd be a little compassionate.
No, come on. By the way, knowing that people are homeless, don't you think they get desperate and probably have sex with anybody? People with Ebola, whatever?
Someone who has a house.
Oh, let me stay. Come on.
Well,
fun.
If you put her in a cab, where's the cab going to go?
Do I care? My job is done here. Call the guy you had sex with last Friday night. Go stay over at his place.
You're all heart, Tom. You're all heart.
That's who I am.
Big teddy bear.
That's why I am where I am today. That's why I own all my houses. And I haven't lost a penny. I've never paid a penny of alimony, vaginamony. Call it what you will. Never. I don't put up with that.
I was
stuff.
Being worse. I was thinking that if she wanted to stay over, she was trying to establish residence. She could wake
could
up
be.
In the morning and be Mrs. Likas.
That could be.
Say, I slept over. Now you can't throw me out. What's going on?
Oh, no. Believe me, I've been on to that for a long time.
Why don't you go
time.
To work and I'll stay here, honey. I'll see you at noon.
Right. Well, it was interesting that she would never let me come over to her house.
Yes.
So I started to wonder if she had a house. And I was right. She didn't.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I think she was living in her car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
By the way, she was a salesperson at a local radio station.
She had a job.
But many homeless people have jobs. If you're a salesperson and you're not selling anything, guess what? You, A, have a job, and B, can't afford a place to live.
Oh, God.
So she worked at a particular radio station, not far from where we're sitting.
There's a hint and a half.
Well, there are several radio stations in the Burbank, Glendale area, so it could be any one of them. But I will just tell you, she was employed at a radio station, and that's how she met me, was telling me, you're in radio, I'm in radio. But in reality, her only connection to radio was that she took a sales job and then wasn't able to sell any advertising, so.
Hey. Well, anyway.
Yes. Okay. So, all right, we are here to talk about people who've been obviously accused of crimes.
Of course.
Maybe you did these things, maybe you didn't. Okay, but everybody deserves a defense. And it's the government's job to prove you did it. So it doesn't matter if you did it or you didn't.
But you see what an advantage the government has?
Of
course.
Seriously.
People don't realize it, you know. The government can just keep coming and coming and coming.
Well, you do understand, Adam, that the reason that is that way is because everybody wants to be tough on crime. And they want politicians who are tough on crime. They don't think about, what if I was ever accused of a crime? What would happen then?
I think even better is one of my kids. I think that's the classic. The people that were the biggest dicks, the biggest right-winger, whatever, is saying, you know, throw away the key. When their son gets arrested, they lose their fucking mind.
Right?
They can't believe it.
Exactly right.
They go, for what?
For
yes.
What?
A couple of bags of marijuana? So what?
Oh, yeah.
They go, well, actually, it's a very serious offense. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's true. And I think that there's a no-lose proposition for politicians when they come out and talk about law and order. You know, Nixon ran on law and order.
Right.
That's hilarious to think about it today, but that's absolutely true.
But those are the people to look out for.
I think it's like those guys that always talking about fags and fag this and I hate fags. It's like, why are you talking about this so much, you know? Something's wrong. You're too upset about this. That was that thing with Hamlet, thou dost protest too much.
Right.
The ones that are the most aggressive and the ones that carry on the most end up having it turned around on them. And it turns out that they were doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Right.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at the story of the former lieutenant governor of the state of California under Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There we go.
Abel Maldonado.
Mm.
And his son...
What did I tell you?
His son was, let's see, he was the driver on August 9th, and he was in a truck towing a horse trailer that struck and killed a guy, and if I recall correctly, he was accused of something else before. All right.
So what was it?
He's charged with manslaughter. And,
wow.
But the deal is, you know, you're the son of the, you know, the guy was a state legislator, and then he was the lieutenant governor. And, you know, then things happen. Then things happen. We don't know if this guy's going to be convicted.
So the death of a cyclist?
It was a death of,
This is even another one. Son of Abel Maldonado.
Abel Maldonado.
Killed Matthew O'Neill.
Right.
Santa Maria.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
If a Carpinteria cyclist in August.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hate to tell you, Tom, but this still is America. He's probably going to be treated like any other criminal.
Well, that'd be, now...
Lieutenant governor, was he going to fix it for
him?
Well,
he's not the lieutenant governor anymore.
No, but I mean, the fact that he has a famous father, I mean, I don't think that's going to save his life.
I don't think it is either, in this case. But nonetheless... You know, I do think that sometimes people think, look at Richard Alarcon, who he was the former city councilman in Los Angeles, who he's going to the big house.
Wow.
Because among the things
he lied, right? I mean, come on.
Well, he lied about where he lived.
Well, it was important because he was representing the place, right?
Right. He didn't live in his own district, and he lied about it. There was some house that was having repairs done. He said, yeah, that's where I live, but now, he was
he
never there.
He got that from you, I'll have you know, Tom.
What? But he got
my understanding was I'm supposed to pick the girl up.
Yes.
I'm supposed to drive to Beverly Hills and say, you see that house getting built over
right.
there? That's my place.
That's legal to do. You can do that.
So he just did the same thing, except with the voters.
Well, yes, and that's illegal, and he did that. So he's going down. His wife is going to prison. Great. Love it. Anyway, maybe somebody's accused you of a crime. Maybe you did it. Maybe it's circumstances that justified what you're accused of. Maybe you didn't do it and you need help. Maybe you have a question.
I'm telling you, it's bad being under a cloud, Tom. Believe me. I sit with these guys. Being accused of things is not pleasant. I've even had the thing just where the guy's waiting for the DNA test to come back.
Right.
He's quote-unquote accused of being the father of some kid he really doesn't think he is. And it's like that a couple of weeks until you find out, especially criminal stuff that goes on for months.
Right.
It's very upsetting.
You're so sweating it every night.
I've got a Facebook here. I love the idea of a registry. I will help you develop the service for you and Likas.
Nice.
There you go.
I love that.
There's a P1 for you.
I'll tell you what, if don'tdatehimgirl.com is legal. By the way, they were challenged on that.
Fuck it.
But if that's legal, then we could have our own registry. Absolutely.
I love it.
All right. So if you have questions about crimes you're accused of committing or someone you know is accused of committing. Crimes you're thinking of committing. People look at you and you look guilty. And so they start accusing you of things. Maybe you did them. Maybe you didn't do them. Maybe you did something like that, but not what everybody thought you did or whatever. Call Adam and he will answer your questions. This is free legal advice for you. And all you have to do is call 901-3000-TOM. You can call him right now. 901-3000-TOM. Start dialing right now and get in here. Talk to Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything. Even groceries at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Welcome to one of our newest sponsors. It's DatingTricks.com. That's DatingTricks with an X.com. Now, you know your professor has been saying for years that one of the greatest ways to trick chicks is to put your number on the back of an ATM receipt with a large balance. It's a classic, and we know it works because we hear from guys who pull it off all the time. But I'll admit, hunting around for an ATM receipt with a good balance can be a real drag. Well, now the boys at DatingTricks.com have you covered. Realistic-looking ATM receipts with large random balances delivered to your door, done. You got to see it work for yourself. Visit DatingTricks.com today. That's DatingTricks with an X.com and receive three free additional fake ATM receipts per shipment when you enter this promo code. Tom101, okay? The promo code for Dating Tricks is Tom101. You've been hearing about this forever. Now here's an easy and fun way to put it to the test. Remember, Tricks is spelled with an X. It's DatingTricks.com. Check it out today, DatingTricks.com. The Tom Likas Show, a bonus hour from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Don't forget to check out the all-new PremiumTom.com. We completely rebuilt PremiumTom.com from the ground up, and now it stacks up against any website for content. It's elegant. Downloads are smooth. Streaming is perfect. All the credit card transactions are absolutely accurate. And now you got new choices. You can try out PremiumTom.com by using a day pass. It's $5. You get 24 hours to look around. And also, not only do we have Premium Tom, the original PremiumTom.com, we now have Super Premium Tom, where we take the on-demand content of the Tom Likas Show. We edit out all the commercials. You can listen to every show, every hour, without commercials. So the only way to find out about it is to go check it out, and that's what I'm asking you to do. While you're thinking about it, go to PremiumTom.com. It's PremiumTom.com. All right, we are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sass. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And it's your chance to call in here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the number. 901-3000-866. Nigel in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Nigel. What's up?
Not much. Adam, I'm actually one of your clients, so you know what I'm referring to on this one without actually giving myself away.
Oh, wow. Nigel, you should have warned me.
Sorry. There's no coverage here. I'm not going to be actually bringing any details up. But a while back, I was in a small claims court with somebody who for recovery of money. And it was what was interesting to me was when a woman is down and really doesn't have much leverage to go, they're very willing to bring out the R word. And in this case, the person brought it out in court in small claims, under oath, you know, completely false accusations. But, you know, I mean, I know you and I had a conversation about this. I'm sure you remember who this person is. It's very interesting how easily they can bring that up, knowing the fact that, you know, there's no way to pin it. The onus is on the guy to protect himself on this. So with that in mind, actually, I like that idea of having a website. It's pretty simple to build. But, you know, it's like, why do we, you know, the guys get shafted on this every time. I mean, I've known plenty of guys who have actually been accused of rape and not actually had anything to do with it.
You really have to be careful nowadays. And I think, you know, it depends on how you look at life. But I'm certainly much more inclined to think what Tom Likas always says, that dating is war, you know. And in our interactions with women nowadays, you know, this is right at their fingertips. There was this recent thing that happened. There was an actress, and she was apparently in the movie Django Unchained. She was literally having sex in her car in broad daylight, and some cop came and arrested her, and she immediately came up with this whole bullshit that it was racist, you know, because she was black and the boyfriend was white or whatever. And this is the kind of stuff that goes on now where, like you say, a woman doesn't like what you're doing or she doesn't agree with you, so right away it's rape, you know? And
They use pretty much like, It doesn't mean anything to them. In my case, I mean, she used it in court, and I made it yesterday. I was like, "Cool, there was no such thing." But, you know, I mean, thankfully, the judge basically ignored it. But the point being that that's a serious accusation to make in court, you know, with no substantiated thing. That this could have been a lot worse, and that's one of the reasons why I contacted you. I mean, I think you remember this. This was going back about 9 months ago.
I understand, but see, the danger is now that, you know, since that's sort of the currency and they're willing to say that, you know, I've seen a lot of incidents where you really have to think about it. You know, I would be afraid to be alone with this woman. I would be afraid not to be in public with witnesses, because you see how unstable women are, and you see how even their vocabulary. I've talked to women on the phone, and they didn't agree with something I said, and they say to me, "You're sexually harassing me." I've had women actually say that to me. And I go, "I'm sexually harassing you, just talking to you on the phone?" You know, and the words have sort of changed meaning. Where, you know, one time someone would have said you're rude, now they say you're harassing, or you're sexually harassing, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, you're talking about a minor case you have in, what, small claims court, which is, you know, no big deal anyway, right? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, he raped me? And it's like, whoa, wait a second. What, you know, where did that come from?
Exactly.
And I think the thing that they're doing, if you saw, where they're saying in California that, you know, the sexual consent needs to be signed in writing or whatever, and everyone's saying how crazy that is. I mean, it is crazy, but on some level, it's logical. I mean, how could you trust some college girl who's going to change her mind and say that you forced her, you know?
Exactly.
You might want to get it in writing.
Exactly. You know, and talking about beatinggirl.com, I have a really funny story. I don't want to reveal who the person is, but based on my job, I involve myself a lot in the field, and I meet people. So I had met this gentleman about 3 years ago, and I found him very interesting, but I happened to Google him, and the first link was don'tbeatinggirl.com, which it was interesting, because it had an image, it had multiple women, and he is definitely like a sort of listener, because he didn't introduce the girls to his house. He lived in a condominium, but he claimed that he had a house being built, constructed. You know, mostly he wouldn't introduce the girls to his mom or the rest of the family.
Yeah,
you know,
right. See?
And I was like, oh, that's a lucky listener right there. And you know, it. The website's not working now. I looked, Googled it up a few minutes ago.
I thought it was something called like a True Dater or something like that. Isn't that the one, Tom? True Dater?
I don't know that one.
True Date. I can't remember. But
yeah,
so Nigel, let me ask you something seriously, Nigel. This neighbor of mine that I was talking about that got arrested and got accused of rape. You know, I mean, should I go see what's going on? Should I go try to help the guy, or I just let him drown?
You know, it's a tough call. It's really a tough call, because I'm not an attorney, and I work.
No, I'm just saying, do I have a responsibility of some sort?
A little bit, yeah. If he's a direct neighbor and you've met him before, perhaps, yeah.
I don't know.
You know, if it's somebody, I mean, it's not somebody that, you know, if it's, I live in an HOA complex. I don't meet half the people out there. And, you know, if this is somebody I interact on a regular basis, sure, I will be looking forward to helping them. But if it's somebody within the larger group, it's going to be a little hard to do so. But it's your call, to Adam. It's absolutely your call on that one. So, but I really like the idea of the rape list for women. I actually saw a domain that I might end up purchasing then. It's pretty simple to open one, but I think the legalities of it will have to work out, because when you start putting in people's pictures and accusations, you know, unless it's a legal thing that's in the court, even if you do it socially, you might.
Well, you'd have to do it like Yelp. You'd have to do it that, you know, people are putting their own opinions in and you're not editing their opinions.
Yeah, it's true. Yelp gets sued, but they always win.
Right.
They always win.
Right, because they, theoretically, I don't know if I believe it, but theoretically they don't edit that stuff.
Right.
People just can post anything.
Right.
They have to give their real name.
No, but it's not defamatory in the regular way.
Because it's an opinion. And people are posting opinions about restaurants, in this case, or bars, or hotels.
Yeah, but
hotels.
If you're posting an opinion about a person, that could be a little problematic. And Adam, correct me on that one. And, you know, there might be a way to do this, but it is a little. I mean, legally, I could put the person who accused me in court 9 months ago, because that was in court. But you know, I put a picture and everything else in there, but I haven't. But
well, look, if it's true...
Truth is always a defense.
Right. You know, if somebody truly did that, and they truly were lying,
yeah,
and you got off the hook,
yeah,
I don't see what the problem is.
Anyway, the site I found, Tom, it's TrueDater.com.
TrueDater.
With an R at the end.
Okay.
That seems to, that those are reviews of people you met online. Very exciting.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling,
I'll
Nigel.
Check that out.
All right. Thank you, Nigel.
All right. You guys on the 30th.
Are you coming?
Oh yes, I've got my tickets.
And how did I do for you as your lawyer?
You did good.
There we go.
We didn't actually have to do very much. But you did good.
See, Tom,
don't you love when they say that?
Can never just give me a compliment, you know? You did okay, but you didn't do that much, so fuck you.
You did great.
Okay.
Let's just say you did great.
Thank you.
I'm sure you know who I am.
Look, as long as you're not making a collect call from a prison, he did a good job. Bottom line.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Dino wouldn't take it anyway.
Ever gotten one of those collect calls? I bet you have, Adam, but
quite
come
a few.
On. I've gotten some myself.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, Nigel. Thank you so much. Well, well.
You see, what did I tell you?
I know. All right, we'll take a break here. We're going to come back, and among other things, we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with Adam. But if you've got questions, Adam has answers. He is criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, and you can ask your legal questions and get free legal advice right now by calling us at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system. So it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Unfortunately, the feeling's not always mutual.
Not only won't I respond to your stupid fucking email, I hope you never listen to the show. You're unwelcome to listen to the show. If there was a way I could make it that when you downloaded the show, it would fucking blow up in your face, I would do it today.
Guts, glory, stupidity.
You prick.
The Gary and Dino Show.
Fuck you.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
If you love Be Funny, you should know that Be Funny Live is coming to the world-famous Laugh Factory on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood on Thursday night, October 30th at 8 p.m. See the callers of Be Funny come to life on the stage that gave birth to many of comedy's biggest stars. Will one of our Be Funny callers become the next comedy superstar? You really have no idea who might be performing or who might be a judge. One thing we know for sure, one of the performers on the night of Be Funny Live will win a cash prize of $500. Now, this is going to be another really fun night that everyone will remember forever. And all cash proceeds from the show will go towards the New Normal's goal of $1 profit in 2014. Now, in the comedy club tradition, there's a two-drink minimum, and you want to get your tickets, and you can only get them from one place, and that is BeFunnyLive.com. Be with us on Thursday night, October 30th at 8 p.m. for Be Funny Live. Go to BeFunnyLive.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And we are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Now, Adam, there's a lot of people out there getting accused of doing things they didn't do, or maybe they did them, but the government can't prove it. How can people get in touch with you in that case?
That's the problem. You know, the government can't prove it. I think you're okay.
Right?
Well, you can give me a call, and toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out on my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, which I always appreciate. It's adam@adamlawyer.com.
adam@adamlawyer.com. You can visit his website, adamlawyer.com. Adam, you're going to be at Be Funny Live, are you not?
I am counting the hours.
Yes. And that's coming up, my God. That's 2 weeks from Thursday.
I don't think I can do an act, though, Tom, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, I play guitar a little, you know?
Any parody songs up your sleeve?
I think it would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm better off sitting on the sidelines.
You know, my boys here are auditioning. They're rehearsing.
I heard Mike is going to do something.
Mike is going to do something. Gary and Dino are going to do something.
Gary and Dino, too, I can believe.
They're keeping a lid on it, though. They're not telling anybody what it is.
That's good. I have a little secrecy here.
Absolutely. So get your tickets to Be Funny Live. Adam will be there along with many, 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 many other P1s. It's the world's most famous stage for comedy, and we're putting the callers of Be Funny on the comedy stage.
Now, this is on a Thursday, right?
Thursday night, because Friday night is Halloween, and I don't know
really?
What plans people
what
have.
What if those of us who have court the next morning? I mean, how late are we going to be out, Dad?
Don't drink too heavily. And by the way, the show is from 8 to 10 p.m. You'll be getting your beauty sleep in
time. Thank God for that.
Absolutely. So Be Funny Live, get your tickets at BeFunnyLive.com. That's BeFunnyLive.com. What's your phone number again?
800-340-7320.
That's how you reach Adam Sachs.
I answer my own phone.
And he's adam@adamlawyer.com. If you want to drop him an email, so do it.
All right. Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
No more monkey meat.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer.
Monkey meat.
Beer Magazine. Now finding out a bit about this naked dude found in the woods in Georgia by a hunter. Posted this video yesterday. Apparently our friend was at a music festival. He had told the hunter, when the hunter found him naked and wandering aimlessly through the woods, that he had been robbed of his clothing and beaten by some dudes that took his money and shit. Turns out he had taken LSD and MDA.
Yeah, so he did this amazing mix, which I don't recommend at all. Yeah. You don't want to trip balls and then do some Molly. It's a mistake. And obviously, here is the end result. You are in the woods naked for 4 days, not knowing where you are because you went to some place called Tomorrow World.
Yes.
In which you paid $75 to get into, and your friends ditched you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Last thing he remembers, he said, was leaving the main stage on Saturday. And then all of a sudden he was naked in the woods and had nothing to eat or drink until he found a string.
Yeah, and that was the only water that he was finding. It was looking for it. It was found in little holes and puddles, and then he was also drinking them off leaves. He also had a half-rotten crab apple, and that was the first thing he had to eat in, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
Joris, first of all, these electronic daisy festival carnivals, stupidities, whatever. I guess they're a nice time. Stick to one drug. Stay to that. Stay true. But I'll tell you what, though. If you overdo it, you're going to end up like our friend in the middle of the woods, naked, with a guy with a compound bow pointed at you.
Trained right into your head.
Yeah.
Nice. A Virginia man has been arrested on charges of having unprotected sex with a Maryland woman without telling her that he was HIV positive.
Yeah, that's going to definitely leave a mark.
That's done
something
dog.
That we something that we have learned from the recent developments of our friend Mr. O.J. Simpson in the prison. Allegedly, his tranny friend told him that. He was HIV positive.
Right.
This guy making the mistake of not saying it. And, of course, that's enough to make anybody freak out.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Ah.
Arkansas teacher accused of sex with a student pleads not guilty. Fascinating story about Mary McCormick, 32 years old, banging around with a 13-year-old. Apparently, their encounters began when the 13-year-old was dared by one of his friends to contact the teacher and say that he was sexually attracted
right.
to her. Apparently did. They went over and watched a movie at her place and then stuck around for some delicious sex.
Not a great-looking woman this time. Doable, but not the over-the-top ones that have been recently uncovered. Not the same Mary McCormick who is an actress.
But that's, for a 13-year-old dude, you're doing all right for yourself,
yes,
I'll tell you.
There's one word to be said, jackpot.
The teacher and student sent each other Snapchat messages of each other's genitalia during the sexual relationship. A 12-year-old friend of the so-called victim said she discovered one of the Snapchats accidentally after borrowing his phone.
The message that the 12-year-old saw was our teacher friend there wearing nothing but a towel along with some sexual comments. That's according
Mrs. McCormick.
To the affidavit. Let me tell you another thing. Teachers, as we've learned with this latest data breach, also, your stuff is not safe, not even Snapchat. You are always leaving a trail. Do not do.
A new report on global wealth shows that if you have $3,650,
$3,650,
are among the wealthiest half of people in the world.
Yes, Credit Suisse's new report on global wealth says that if you, in fact, have $3,650, you're among the wealthiest half of people in the world.
Amazing.
So apparently, as our friend says, I'm rich, and I'm very rich.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally, crazy story. It's Joseph Randall, Dallas Cowboy.
Yes.
Running back.
Makes a minimum probably of, I think league minimum is like $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
What our friend Joey Randall did.
Arrested Monday night after Frisco police say he shoplifted a bottle of cologne and a pack of underwear from a Dillard's. A fucking NFL player.
Yeah. Our friend Randall, 22, was booked into the Frisco County Jail on a Class B misdemeanor charge of theft. He was released after posting $350 bail. The Dallas Cowboys have said that he will not be cut loose from the team, but he will look to take some type of heat for this.
By the way, our boy's got expensive taste in underwear. $39.50 for a polo two-pack.
Yes.
And a bottle of Gucci Guilty Black Cologne, which is valued at $84.
Yes. I have to tell Big Joey Randall, you know, this is a big mistake to be stealing. If Amanda Bynes, allegedly, and also very much so our friend Winona Ryder have learnt, when you enter a store and you have half a degree of celebrity, the store is watching you, not that you're a thief, but they want to make sure you're taken care of. So all eyes are on our friend.
Yeah.
And believe me, when a Dallas Cowboy walks into anything in the Frisco City area, you bet all eyes are on him. Yep. And in this case, all eyes caught a $123.50 worth of things.
Yep.
Oh, he has a base salary of $495,000.
Nice.
I was close.
Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary's Dino.
I'm rich.
Be sure to check out the podcast.
Yes,
GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.